Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're taking a look at something pretty amazing.
Amazing and luxurious.
Oh yeah, definitely luxury. But also a little surprising.
How so?
Well, we're talking about the African luxury market, and get this, it's projected to be worth over $7 billion by the end of the year.
Wow. $7 billion, that's a huge number.
It is. I mean, it's not just growing, it's absolutely booming.
It really is.
So we dug into this report called The Business of Luxury in Africa. And let me tell you, it is fascinating. There are some really unexpected trends in there. Like, you ever heard of camel milk liquor?
Camel milk liqueur. Wow, I haven't. That's a new one.
I know, right? We'll get to that later. But first, I got to ask you, what's fueling this incredible growth?
Well, a lot of it comes down to affluence. I mean, there's a rapidly expanding middle and upper class across the continent.
Yeah, makes sense. More people with more money to spend on.
Exactly. They have a taste for the finer things. Experiences, high-end goods.
Okay, that's a big part of it. But it can't just be about people having more money, right?
No, you're right. There's definitely a shift in mindset happening as well.
Like what?
Like a surge in cultural pride. People want luxury goods that reflect their heritage.
I see. So instead of just importing international brands.
Yeah, there's this movement towards celebrating what's uniquely African. Craftsmanship, you know.
Yeah.
Authentically African luxury.
Oh, I like that. Owning their narrative through luxury. It's brilliant. And speaking of which, the report highlights some pretty amazing success stories, like luxury real estate in cities like Nairobi, Lagos, Cape Town. They're seeing a 15% jump in sales.
Wow, 15%? That's huge.
It is huge. So are we talking like penthouse suites overlooking safari planes or what?
Not quite. It's more urban luxury.
Ah, okay.
Think high-end apartments, waterfront properties in these thriving business hubs.
I see. But, you know, the Safari Lodge experience, that's got to be a part of this too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Luxury tourism is definitely booming.
Makes sense. Okay, so we've got the real estate angle. But what about African brands themselves? Are they holding their own in this market?
Are they ever? Look at fashion, for example.
Okay, yeah.
Brands like Tongoro and Christy Brown, they're seeing 18% growth in gaining global recognition.
Wow, that's impressive.
What's really cool is how they're incorporating traditional textiles into their designs, like kente and mud cloth.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. It's gorgeous. Like, they're taking the best of their heritage and giving it a modern twist.
Exactly. And it's resonating with audiences worldwide.
Yeah. They're not just keeping pace with trends, they're setting them.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got fashion. What about other luxury sectors?
Well, South Africa is really solidifying its position in fine wines and spirits. Their exports have increased by 20%.
Really? 20%?
Yeah. But you know what else is really interesting?
What's that?
There's this emerging trend of Kenyan camel milk liqueur.
Wait a second. You're not kidding. Yeah. Camel milk liqueur.
That's serious. It's a thing.
That's wild. I've never even heard of that.
It's definitely an unexpected twist, but that's what I love about this. Africa's bringing these fresh perspectives to luxury. They're pushing boundaries and challenging expectations.
Yeah. I mean, who would have thought? Okay, so we've got rising affluence, this incredible cultural pride, and some serious entrepreneurial spirit driving the market. What does it all mean for the future? Is this growth sustainable?
Well, according to the report, the business of luxury in Africa, growth is projected to continue.
Oh, that's good news.
In fact, they're predicting a whopping 15% annual growth over the next few years. And a lot of that comes down to some key trends that are shaping the future.
All right, I'm all ears. What should we be watching for?
Well, one of the biggest is digital transformation. E-commerce platforms are giving African luxury brands a way to reach a global audience.
That's smart.
They're no longer limited by physical boutiques. They can connect directly with consumers all over the world.
So they're basically bypassing traditional retail barriers and going straight to the global market. That's incredible. But who are these consumers? Is it just like a niche audience?
Yeah,
or
not at all. Another big trend is the surge in high net worth individuals in Africa.
Really? How much of a surge are we talking about?
It's expected to grow by 20%. That's a lot more people with the means to invest in luxury.
Okay, so more potential buyers. Got it. What else is shaping the future of African luxury?
Well, sustainability is becoming increasingly important.
Oh, of course.
Consumers, they want to feel good about their purchases, right?
Yeah.
African brands are really leading the way here. A lot of them are already using locally sourced materials and traditional craftsmanship.
Which naturally lends itself to more sustainable production, right?
Exactly. It's not just about the what, it's about the how. Consumers want to know there's a story behind the brands they support. What are their values?
That definitely resonates with me. Okay, so we've got sustainability. What about luxury travel? That's going to be a huge part of this, right?
It is. Luxury tourism is definitely attracting a lot of attention. We're talking exclusive safaris in Botswana, Tanzania, you name it. Island retreats in the Seychelles, cultural experiences in Morocco, Ghana.
Speaking of Ghana,
yeah,
the report mentions some emerging luxury hotspots like Ghana, Senegal, and Rwanda. What makes them stand out?
It's all about growth. They're experiencing rapid urbanization and rising incomes, which fuels demand, of course, for luxury goods and services. Rwanda, for example.
Yeah.
It's becoming a real hot spot for ecotourism.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
People are looking for sustainable and luxurious adventures.
So it sounds like Africa isn't just keeping up with global trends, it's actually setting them.
I think you're right.
It's paving the way with its own unique offerings and values. It's amazing. So let's talk specifics. What African luxury products are poised to just dominate in the coming years?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. There are a few key sectors to watch.
Okay, so key sectors. We were just getting to the good stuff. African luxury products ready to take over the world.
Oh, yeah, ready to take over. Well, let's start with luxury fashion and textiles, of course.
Okay, fashion. I'm ready.
Designers like Akini Odongo, brands like Tongoro, they're really turning heads.
I've seen some of their stuff. It's incredible.
And what's so fascinating is how they're using traditional textiles, like kente and mud cloth.
Yeah. You mentioned Tongoro earlier. Their use of kente cloth is just, wow. It's like they're elevating it to high fashion.
They really are.
Is that a defining trend, would you say, this blend of old and new in African luxury?
Absolutely. It's about taking something with deep cultural roots and making it fresh, modern.
Yeah, I see that.
A celebration of heritage, but with a contemporary twist. And it's not just fashion either.
Oh. Okay, what else? What else are we seeing?
High-end jewelry and accessories. That's another area where African luxury is really shining.
Jewelry, okay.
Think gemstones like tanzanite, that vibrant blue stone. And of course, ethically mined diamonds.
Oh, wow.
Brands like Jenna Clifford and Joka Joke are using them to create these stunning pieces.
So when we talk about ethically mined diamonds, what does that actually mean?
It's about transparency and responsibility in the diamond industry.
Okay.
These diamonds are sourced from mines that adhere to strict standards. Labor, environmental, fair wages, safe working conditions, and they try to minimize the environmental impact.
So it's not just about the sparkle.
Right.
It's about the story behind the stone.
Okay.
Knowing where it came from. And,
exactly. And supporting ethical practices.
Yeah, that's important. What about those fine wines and spirits?
Yes.
Anything beyond the camel milk liqueur?
Oh, the camel milk liqueur. I know. It's quite a surprise, isn't it?
It really is.
But you know, South Africa, they're a powerhouse in the sector. They produce world-class wines.
They do.
And they're gaining international acclaim. But that camel milk liqueur, that's Kenyan. It really shows you the creativity and willingness to experiment.
No kidding. I've never even thought about camel milk that way.
It's definitely unexpected.
Yeah, but it speaks to the, you know, the exciting things coming out of the African luxury market.
Okay, so fashion, jewelry, camel milk liqueur. What other sectors are we looking at for this kind of innovation?
Well, luxury tourism is a major area of growth.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Exclusive destinations like Zanzibar, the Seychelles, Botswana, they're offering incredible experiences.
I can imagine.
Private game drives, secluded beaches, you know, personalized service.
Sounds amazing. But are we talking about like traditional safari lodges or something more modern?
It's a mix. You've got classic lodges that have been updated, modern amenities, and then you have these ultra-modern, eco-conscious retreats.
Oh, wow.
They blend right into the natural environment. Private plunge pools overlooking the savanna, treehouse suites nestled in the rainforest.
Oh my gosh, sign me up. What about health and wellness? Is Africa making a mark there in the luxury market?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Luxury spas and wellness retreats are popping up everywhere, and they're incorporating indigenous therapies and ingredients.
Really? Like what?
Think about treatments using baobab oil, shea butter, African botanicals. They're blending those ancient traditions with modern techniques.
So it's not just about pampering.
No, it's about connecting with local traditions and natural ingredients.
It's such a cool concept. We've talked fashion, travel, wellness. What about technology? Is there a place for African luxury there?
Definitely. As Africa's elite grows, so does the demand for high-end tech. Gadgets, smart home systems, bespoke innovations.
Bespoke?
Yeah, like customized. We're seeing more tech entrepreneurs creating luxury solutions tailored for the African market.
I see. Like what?
Think about things like customized luxury vehicles. designed for navigating different terrains, or state-of-the-art home automation systems, but powered by renewable energy.
So it's about adapting cutting-edge technology, meeting the needs of the African luxury consumer.
Exactly.
Wow, I'm sensing a theme here. Whether it's fashion, jewelry, food, travel, or technology, African luxury is about more than just replicating what's already out there. It's about innovation, authenticity, telling a unique story.
You nailed it. The African luxury market is a force to be reckoned with. It's not just about keeping up, it's about setting new trends. And it's driven by heritage, sustainability, and a spirit of innovation.
It's amazing. It's really exciting to see African luxury brands taking their place on the world stage. But I'm sure there are challenges too, right?
Of course. Every market has its challenges. And the African luxury market is no exception.
So challenges. What are some of the hurdles these brands face?
Well, one of the biggest is infrastructure.
Infrastructure, okay.
Think about transportation networks, reliable electricity, consistent internet.
Yeah, those are crucial for any business.
Especially in luxury. And those things can be inconsistent in parts of Africa.
That makes sense. It's got to be tough to deal with high-end goods and global clients if you don't have those basics in place. So how are these brands overcoming these infrastructure issues?
They're getting creative. Some are partnering with logistics companies that specialize in navigating the African market.
Makes sense.
Others are investing in their own infrastructure, like building warehouses or setting up localized distribution networks.
Adapting and finding ways to work around it. I like that. What about funding? Is it hard for them to secure investment?
Access to capital is a challenge for any new business.
True.
And African luxury brands are no different. Traditional institutions, they might be hesitant to invest in what they see as a risky market.
Yeah, that's understandable.
And venture capital, it's so competitive.
It is. But it's not all doom and gloom, is it? There must be some positive developments on the funding front.
Definitely. There's growing interest from both local and international investors. They see the potential.
They're starting to catch on.
Oh, yeah. We're seeing more investment funds and incubators popping up, specifically focused on African businesses.
So the support is building.
It is. There's a realization that these brands offer something unique and valuable.
It's great to hear that. Okay, so we've got infrastructure and funding. What about counterfeiting? Is that a problem?
Counterfeiting is a problem for luxury brands everywhere.
True.
And Africa is no exception. These fake goods, they damage a brand's reputation, erode customer trust.
Yeah, not to mention the lost revenue.
Exactly.
So how are brands fighting back?
A lot of them are using technology.
Oh, like what?
Things like holographic labels, microchips embedded in the products.
Wow. So they can't just be easily replicated.
Exactly. It makes it much harder for counterfeiters.
That's smart. But technology alone can't solve the problem, right?
No, you're right. You need strong legal frameworks to protect intellectual property.
Yeah. Laws with teeth.
Right. A lot of African countries have laws, but enforcement is a challenge. So it's a combination of things. Technology, right. Legal measures, consumer education.
It's a multi-pronged approach. Okay, so we've talked about some of the challenges. Let's shift gears and look at the opportunities. What's on the horizon for African luxury brands?
Well, one major opportunity is the growing global demand for ethically sourced products and sustainable ones, too.
I was just thinking that.
Consumers are getting more aware. They want to know the impact of their purchases, and they're looking for brands that align with their values.
So you're saying African luxury brands are already ahead of the curve?
In many ways, yes. They focus on local sourcing, traditional craftsmanship, community empowerment. That naturally leads to more sustainable practices.
Yeah. And ethical ones, too.
Exactly. It gives them a real advantage.
It's like their values are inherently aligned with what modern luxury consumers want.
Right.
What other opportunities are you seeing?
Digital platforms, they offer huge potential. We've talked about e-commerce.
Right.
But social media and influencer marketing are huge, too.
I see.
It allows these brands to tell their stories, showcase their products, connect directly with consumers worldwide.
They're not waiting for someone else to tell their story. They're doing it themselves.
Exactly. And then there's collaboration.
Oh, interesting.
African luxury brands are increasingly working together.
Oh, wow. How so?
Designers collaborating on collections, brands partnering with artisans, businesses coming together to face those shared challenges we talked about.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
A real sense of community.
Absolutely. It's about more than just individual success. It's about elevating the whole sector, showcasing the best of African luxury to the world.
Well said. It's been absolutely fascinating exploring this topic with you. I'm honestly feeling pretty inspired by what I've learned.
Me too. The future of African luxury is bright.
It really is. For anyone listening who wants to learn more or maybe experience some of this African luxury firsthand, where would you recommend they start?
Well, the Business of Luxury in Africa report is a great resource. From the Africa Luxury Network Chamber of Commerce and Industries,
okay.
They have a website and social media too, showcasing different brands and initiatives.
Awesome.
But beyond that, just be curious. Seek out these brands, follow their stories, explore.
That's great advice. Thanks so much for sharing your expertise with us.
It was my pleasure.
And to our listener, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the fascinating world of African luxury. Remember, true luxury is about more than just the things we own. It's about experiences, connections, and celebrating the richness of our world.